This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Finally on the wire today, time to cross the ditch and see what's going on in Australian news. This week, political drama in the unions and who owns the Aboriginal flag. Have a listen.
Firstly, you want to talk about the union leader being expelled. What does that entail?
Yeah, so the new federal Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, he is calling for the expulsion of John Setka, who is the Victorian Secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union, the CFMEU, after he made these comments about domestic violence campaigner and advocate Rosie Baffy, who a few years ago, I believe she was awarded an AO for her work in domestic violence, right? She's just a really significant woman in this country, very admired. She went on this campaign after her husband killed her son. So she does incredible work after something so unimaginable happened to her. So she's a really significant figure in Australia. And he made a comment saying that, it was reported, the Age newspaper reported, he told a union meeting that men had fewer rights because of Miss Batty's work. So now this is called for the Labor Party to for him to resign. However, in a statement yesterday, John Setka is refusing to resign. He said that the comments were false and that they were taken out of context. However, on the same note, he's also pleading guilty to harassing a woman, and these harassment convictions also could be a way for the union to dump him. So it's interesting. This could get pretty ugly.
In terms of those comments, it sounds like it's a bit of a he said, she said. Has anyone else come forward to corroborate the claims, or is he just able to deny them because there's no other proof, really?
Yeah, he's refusing to resign. He's saying that they were taken out of context, so I don't know if we should read into that too much, but perhaps they were said, and then out of context, well, what does that mean? And what is a statement like that even saying, regardless of the context, you know? It's a really awful thing to say.
And the Prime Minister's also calling on him to resign.
Yeah, yes. So a lot of people are. I think a few political commentators, right, are sort of saying that the Labor Party and even the Liberal Party, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, almost forgot his name then, are calling on him to resign after these comments. And a few political commentators are saying that because of this upcoming, you know, court case about him pleading guilty to harassing a woman, maybe they're trying to get, you know, one step ahead so that when this does come to light and this court case does happen, they're sort of one step ahead and they've already sort of done something about him. But again, that might, you know, also take away from the fact that these comments are just really awful.
Is this big news in Australia? I mean, we have unions and the like in New Zealand as well, but I don't know if I could name a union leader, for example. Are people caring?
Yeah, people do care. It's been a huge story this week. I, you know, probably couldn't have named John Setka, to be fair, before this story came out. As you probably heard me earlier, Construction, Forestry, Mining, Maritime and Energy Union, I had to, you know, read that out loud because I don't know the name of that union, but it is a big deal. Unions are a pretty big deal here in Australia. Sally McManus, who is the one of the leaders of the union, is also going to be talking to John Setka about this today. I would say it's pretty big news.
So you've said here that white people are suing over the Aboriginal flag. That sounds a bit insane.
Doesn't it? Yeah, and it really is. So a non-Indigenous clothing company called Wham Clothing, they've issued these cease and desist notices to multiple companies, including Indigenous companies, including, you know, the AFL, overhauling the rights to the Aboriginal flag. So this clothing company, Wham, they do secure the exclusive clothing license. They did this last year. So they kind of own, I mean, I don't even want to say that, they have the licensing to the Aboriginal flag, which was granted to them by its designer and copyright holder. He is a Luutja artist, Harold Thompson, and this happened in November 2018, so late last year. And just this week, they've sent out all these letters to cleaning companies, you know, with cease and desist, saying that they have 3 days to contact them to discuss how they could further go forward in selling clothing and providing clothing with the Aboriginal flag on them. It's just bizarre. A spokesperson for WAM Clothing said the company has a strong desire to promote the Aboriginal flag in a positive light. But, I mean, that's fair. Like, I'm sure they do. But it's just, it doesn't belong to them. Also, the part owner of the company of WAM Clothing, he was...
says he's been previously prosecuted for selling fake Aboriginal art.
Yes, he has been. So he's been prosecuted by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission for selling fake Aboriginal art. So he was selling like didgeridoos and paintings and all these like things with Aboriginal art on them, saying that they were fake, selling them as real, but they were actually made in Indonesia.
I mean, it's just such a prime example of kind of cultural appropriation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a spokesperson from a clothing called Spark Health. They're an Indigenous company, and their tagline is clothing the gap. They also received a letter. They've been pretty forefront in this debate, especially in the media, and they have come out and said that the thing that they're so angry about is that it is a white business that has got full licensing, and it's a white business that's profiting off the Aboriginal flag. They've also said that, you know, the Aboriginal flag is a really important symbol, and it has been for such a long time, so of resistance and of struggle and of pride, and that's why obviously Aboriginal people have such a strong attachment to it. So to have a white company suing, you know, this clothing brand that are, you know, they raise money for all different types of Indigenous issues, suing them or cease and desist, you know, trying to get them to be partners with this WAM Clothing in order to be able to sell clothing with the Aboriginal flag on it. It's really bizarre.
I'm pretty sure I own one of those shirts and I had no idea about this. Did the public know about this? Is this something that is widely known in Australia, or has it come as a bit of a shock?
Well, fake Aboriginal art and souvenirs with Aboriginal art on it, if you know that some of it is fake, some stuff in souvenir shops and things, you know that, you know, Indigenous people haven't made this and they're not profiting off of it. But this entire situation has really brought this issue to the limelight. You know, there's a change.org petition going around. I think they had over 30,000 signatures when I signed it. So it's starting to be a bit more well-known.
Has there been a response from people in the Aboriginal community, or has there been any kind of indication that something might come of that petition, for example?
Something that some of the clothing lines like Spark Health are doing are they're actually refusing to engage with WAM's clothing cease and desist letter. And as I mentioned, like, it's really forefront in the media. And they are fighting back, and rightly so. This flag belongs to them. A lot of people are saying this flag belongs to the people, and of course it does. So there is a lot of fight back, and I think, I mean, it hasn't been resolved yet, but I'm so hoping, and with the support of the general public, that this matter and these cease and desist letters, hopefully WAM Clothing gets a clue, do you know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to promote the Aboriginal flag in a positive light and you're for Aboriginal people, I mean, get a clue and, like, you know, don't send cease and desist letters to Aboriginal companies.
We'll be following on with this, I'm sure, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, no worries. Talks then.
Perfect.
Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.